This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. We visit with the legendary Vince Dooley every week, guys. We get a chance to talk to Vince about the Dogs. And I'm guessing, Mike, that after last week he's feeling pretty good because he was down there in Jacksonville. All you want is a win. Coach, you never care about how it happens, whether it's 1 point, 3 points. And the Dogs, I thought, put together one of their best games of the season.
Yeah, well, I think it was the best, and it had to be because Florida, both teams came to play. And we played good. They played good. I thought we were just a little bit better. But you couldn't put old Florida away, despite the fact they couldn't run. They still found ways to stay in that ball game. So we had to finish it out, and they finished it out with that 3rd and 7 in order to keep the ball. So it was a great game, and everybody's feeling a lot better, as you know.
Yeah, Coach, we've been asking, as Coach Dooley joins us, brought to you by Kroger, asking you the last couple of weeks, when are we going to see them kind of really open things up, getting players in space? Talking about Cager, the wide receiver, he's one of those guys. When did he become the secret weapon?
Man alive. You know, he made that catch against Notre Dame. I remember on a critical 3rd down that he threw one of those back shoulder passes, and he turned, went way up, made a great catch. Yeah, he's been a terrific addition. Because we went into the season, you know, with the wide receivers looking like we lost too many of them. But he has been a difference maker. He's a daggone good receiver. And some others have played well, too.
The score really not indicative of how I thought the Dogs controlled the game against Florida, Coach. I mean, you get the D. Swift touchdown gets called back for holding a penalty there. You know, that could have put up more points. I think at that point it would have been 22-3. But nevertheless, offensively, were you happier, as some Dog fans say they are, with the way Coley called the game?
Yeah, whenever you win, everybody else is happier. And I guess you can always be happy or say they ran the wrong play based on how it came out. So, fans are fans, mm-hmm. and when you do good, they're right in it, and then when you don't do good, they're not. So they've been down the last couple of weeks, but, yeah, they got confidence now back in the coordinator. But you got to always remember that the offensive coordinator is the one that gets 95% of the criticism. I've never seen too many defensive coordinators get criticized. I remember any time back in 1957, we had an offense and it wasn't going good. So we got booed when I was at Auburn in 57 when we won the national championship.
Well, that's the thing, Coach, just as a follow-up. I mean, some guys say they don't hear the noise, and now there's more noise than ever, as they call it, because of social media and everybody popping off talk radio. I mean, were you aware of some of the stuff that was said when you were the head coach?
Well, I really was so focused on what I was doing that I never paid much attention to it. I just thought that was fans and let fans be. Now, Barbara didn't feel the same way. She felt like that anybody that said anything like I was booed, she tried to attack everyone who was booing. But I think she learned. I told her that. It's not so much me individually, it's just what the team was doing and what it represents. And since I'm the head coach, they got to boo somebody. So I just accepted that as a fact. But she has yet to accept it yet.
Listen, it's tough as a family member to hear those things, and you know the work that's being put in by dad or, you know, your husband or whatever, and then you've got to sit there. I mean, were there ever a time where she didn't sit with everyone else? Like she said, away from folks, or maybe it was in a suite or something?
Well, yeah, but she still is. If it's me, and then this week it's going to be her son, she gets pretty emotional. So I'm going to tell her to come say hello to everybody in the box and go home. Because she's pulling for her son, Derek, who is her baby, you know.
Right.
But on the other hand, she's got a grandson on the other side who's a student coach. So his grandson is all about Georgia, despite the fact that he'd like to see his daddy, you know, score some points. But ain't no question, he's Bulldog through and through.
Well, maybe, Coach, you can give us some inside information behind enemy lines, because as Coach Dooley joins us, Kelly Bryant, supposed to be a game-time decision. The backup for Mizzou is a guy named Taylor Powell, who apparently is getting reps with the first team. But Kelly Bryant looked pretty good at Clemson. We thought this team was going to be pretty dynamic, but they've had some strange losses in the SEC, Missouri has.
Well, part of it is like Vanderbilt. I mean, they just absolutely we've got to be the worst road team to win five at home and then all three on or lose all three on the road, play terrible. But in the Kentucky game on the very, I think, third or fourth play, that Kelly Bryant pulled his hamstring. And so he was not a quarterback that could just stay back there and throw the ball and not move around. Part of his positive forte is that he can run and he can throw. And if he can't run, then he's and then the thing about it, you worry about if you play him and he takes off and runs, those hamstrings can get aggravated again. So he's in that dilemma. I haven't talked to Derek and what they plan to do, but he's got a big decision, because if he does play him, he's going to have to run, because he's going to get pressure from that defense that's daggone good and quick. And he's going to have to get out of the pocket. So I don't know. Let's just put it this way. It's up to him. It's certainly not up to me.
It is Vince Dooley joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, and talking to Coach about the Dogs win over Florida. They've got Missouri next. You don't want to look ahead, but, you know, now it gets a little clear, doesn't it? The college football playoff rankings came out. The Dogs are right where Mike and I thought they would be, right outside looking in. But we know if they went out, they are going to get in, and it's hard not to go, all right, we got three more, and we're right there.
Yeah, it's laid out pretty simple. You just got to win them all, that's all.
Yeah.
And they're in a position to do that, and I think they're highly motivated now after the win over Florida, got their confidence back as well. And it's pretty obvious to everybody what the situation is. You got to win.
All right, Coach, we got the first college football playoff committee ruling, making it interesting with Clemson on the outside. But the big story is what's going to happen with Alabama and LSU this week, which have so much to do with this. Who do you like? It's Alabama with Tua. They say Tagovailoa is going to be okay to go, but do you like LSU this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I don't like LSU in Tuscaloosa and their defense. If they just were just a little bit stronger defense, I would go with LSU. But I'm got a slight edge to Alabama, though I'm not so sure about Tua, because you're talking about an ankle that I don't know how bad it is, but he had a little kind of operation. I don't know what kind. But he's got to have his quickness just throwing the ball, but he's got to be able to move around too. So I like Alabama, but not by 7 points.
It's going to be fun, Coach. Thanks so much, as always, Coach Dooley. We will talk to you next week. Let's keep this thing rolling, and go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Go Dogs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.